Jasher chapter 26. And in the 59th year of the life of Isaac the son of Abraham, Rebekah his wife was still barren in those days. And Rebekah said unto Isaac, Truly I have heard, my lord, that thy mother Sarah was barren in her days, until my lord Abraham thy father prayed for her, and she conceived by him. Now therefore stand up, pray thou also to God, and he will hear thy prayer, and remember us through his mercies. And Isaac answered his wife Rebekah, saying, Abraham has already prayed for me to God to multiply his seed. Now therefore this barrenness must proceed to us from thee. And Rebekah said unto him, But arise now, thou also, and pray, that the Lord may hear thy prayer and grant me children. And Isaac hearkened to the words of his wife. And Isaac and his wife rose up and went to the land of Moriah to pray there and to seek the Lord. And when they had reached that place, Isaac stood up and prayed to the Lord on account of his wife, because she was barren. And Isaac said, O Lord God of heaven and earth, whose goodness and mercies fill the earth, thou who didst take my father from his father's house and from his birthplace, and didst bring him into this land, and didst say unto him, To thy seed will I give the land, and thou didst promise him, and didst declare unto him, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand of the sea. Now may thy words be verified, which thou didst speak unto my father. For thou art the Lord our God, our eyes are toward thee, to give us seed of men, as thou didst promise us. For thou art the Lord our God, and our eyes are directed toward thee only. And the Lord heard the prayer of Isaac, the son of Abraham, and the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah his wife conceived. And in about 7 months after the children struggled together within her, and it pained her greatly that she was wearied on account of them. And she said to all the women who were then in the land, Did such a thing happen to you as it has to me? And they said unto her, No. And she said unto them, Why am I alone in this amongst all the women that were upon earth? And she went to the land of Moriah to seek the Lord on account of this. And she went to Shem and Eber his son to make inquiries of them in this matter, and that they should seek the Lord in this thing respecting her. And she also asked Abraham to seek and inquire of the Lord about all that had befallen her. And they all inquired of the Lord concerning this matter, and they brought her word from the Lord and told her, Two children are in thy womb, and two nations shall rise from them, and one nation shall be stronger than the other, and the greater shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were completed, she knelt down, and behold, there were twins in her womb, as the Lord had spoken to her. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And all the people of the land called his name Esau, saying that this one was made complete from the womb. And after that came his brother, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. Therefore they called his name Jacob. And Isaac, the son of Abraham, was 60 years old when he begat them. And the boys grew up to their 15th year, and they came amongst the society of men. Esau was a designing and deceitful man, and an expert hunter in the field. And Jacob was a man perfect and wise, dwelling in tents, feeding flocks, and learning the instructions of the Lord and the commands of his father and mother. And Isaac and the children of his household dwelt with his father Abraham in the land of Canaan, as God had commanded them. And Ishmael, the son of Abraham, went with his children and all belonging to them, and they returned there to the land of Havilah, and they dwelt there. And all the children of Abraham's concubines went to dwell in the land of the east, for Abraham had sent them away from his son and had given them presents, and they went away. And Abraham gave all that he had to his son Isaac, and he also gave him all his treasures. And he commanded him, saying, Dost thou not know and understand? The Lord is God in heaven and in earth, and there is no other beside him. And it was he who took me from my father's house and from my birthplace, and gave me all the delights upon earth, who delivered me from the counsel of the wicked, for in him did I trust. And he brought me to this place, And he delivered me from Ur-Kasdim, and he said unto me, To thy seed will I give all these lands, and they shall inherit them when they keep my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments that I have commanded thee, and which I shall command them. Now therefore, my son, hearken to my voice, and keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded thee. Do not turn from the right way, either to the right or to the left, in order that it may be well with thee and thy children after thee for ever. And remember the wonderful works of the Lord, and his kindness that he has shown toward us in having delivered us from the hands of our enemies. And the Lord our God caused them to fall into our hands. And now therefore keep all that I have commanded thee, and turn not away from the commandments of thy God, and serve none beside him, in order that it may be well with thee and thy seed after thee. And teach thou thy children and thy seed the instructions of the Lord and his commandments, and teach them the upright way in which they should go, in order that it may be well with them for ever. And Isaac answered his father and said unto him, That which my Lord has commanded, that will I do, and I will not depart from the commandments of the Lord my God. I will keep all that he commanded me. And Abraham blessed his son Isaac, and also his children. And Abraham taught Jacob the instruction of the Lord and his ways. And it was at that time that Abraham died, in the 15th year of the life of Jacob and Esau, the sons of Isaac. And all the days of Abraham were 175 years. And he died, and was gathered to his people in good old age, old and satisfied with days. And Isaac and Ishmael his sons buried him. And when the inhabitants of Canaan heard that Abraham was dead, they all came with their kings and princes and all their men to bury Abraham. And all the inhabitants of the land of Haran, and all the families of the house of Abraham, and all the princes and grandees and the sons of Abraham by the concubines, all came when they heard of Abraham's death, and they requited Abraham's kindness and comforted Isaac his son. And they buried Abraham in the cave which he bought from Ephron the Hittite and his children for a possession of a burial place. And all the inhabitants of Canaan and all those who'd known Abraham wept for Abraham a whole year, and men and women mourned over him. And all the little children and all the inhabitants of the land wept on account of Abraham, for Abraham had been good to them all, and because he had been upright with God and men. And there arose not a man who feared God like unto Abraham, for he had feared his God from his youth, and had served the Lord, and had gone in all his ways during his life, from his childhood to the day of his death. And the Lord was with him, and delivered him from the counsel of Nimrod and his people. And when he made war with the four kings of Elam, he conquered them. And he brought all the children of the earth to the service of God. And he taught them the ways of the Lord, and caused them to know the Lord. And he formed a grove, and he planted a vineyard therein. And he had always prepared in his tent meat and drink to those that passed through the land, that they might satisfy themselves in his house. And the Lord God delivered the whole earth on account of Abraham. And it was after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac and his children. And the Lord was with Isaac as he had been with his father Abraham. For Isaac kept all the commandments of the Lord as Abraham his father had commanded him. He did not turn to the right or to the left from the right path, which his father had commanded him.